I need help, Trowbridge. I need someone who can guide me through this. Someone who understands the Cremor Pack intimately. Someone who knows the Alpha and the way his mind works, and is strong enough to stand up to him.
Do I look suicidal? Give him what he wants. That's all you can do.
I can't.
Why not?
Because he has Lou.
Lou? Thought his name was Billy Bob.
I can't give the Alpha what he wants. You told me he's a stone-cold killer, and that means he won't make a trade. He'll just tidy up the scene. I'm not ready to die, and I'm not ready to give up Lou. There's gotta be some chance of a rescue without both of us dying. You know the Alpha. You know the Pack. You've spent all those years watching your father guide it. You know what to expect, and you can help me come up with a plan.
And why would I do that?
My family was innocent, and I hold your Pack responsible for their deaths. You owe me justice.
Grow up. Your father and mother's union was an abomination to the Wares. You're lucky no one tried to take the family out earlier.
No. We were under the Alpha's protection. You said so yourself. If you can't be Robbie Trowbridge anymore, can't you at least be Jacob Trowbridge's son?
Get out.
Strongholds, hold. You want to explain your eyes, huh? The whole Alpha thing? You flare Alpha blue. Only the Alpha is supposed to do that, right? You're a bloody searchlight of blue. Your body knows what you are, Robson Trowbridge. You're the true Alpha of Cremor. When are you gonna recognize it?
I was stupid to ever come back.
Then why did you? Just to catch up with old friends? You're sitting alone, drinking in a titty bar.
I'm not going to lift a hand when that bouncer throws you out. I have a life, a job, a business outside of all this. I've built something. I'm sitting in a strip club because it's handy, not a habit.
Are you sure about that? That it's not fate? Fate that you walked into my Starbucks just when I needed you?
Look, I don't believe in fate and fairy tales.
Don't say it.
I'm not a prince who will fix everything with a sword and a kiss. I'm rogue. I like it that way. I'm partial to my neck, and I'm not going to risk it rescuing another one of your boyfriends. Sorry, Kit. Sometimes you just have to accept your losses.
Who's my aunt?
Your aunt? She's Fae, isn't she?
Yes.
You told me the portals were closed.
They are. I wasn't lying about that. Aunt Lou was still in this realm when the Fae slammed the gates of Merowyn shut. She tried to go back, but she couldn't find a portal that would answer her call. When the mages sealed the entrances to their world, they locked her out.
And it never occurred to you to tell me this before?
You would have thought she was guilty of something, and she's not.
Let me guess, she wouldn't ever endanger you.
She wouldn't have done anything to hurt my mom. They were sisters. Close.
Close enough to tell each other secrets?
Will you just try to understand? Just for once, don't go all wear on me? My amulet protector stirred against my breast. Not now, Mary. You've got to understand. She found me that night. I can't leave her. She's dying.
How powerful is her magic?
All her talent, everything she had, it's all gone.
Can she open the portal?
No. She couldn't do it even when she was strong and had access to my amulet. She tried. Lou dragged me from portal to portal for days trying.
Unbelievable. You realize that you just admitted to me that you know all the portals in the Alpha's territory? Do you know how lucky you are that you spilled that information to someone who doesn't give a shit?
You're flaring, Trowbridge. He squeezed his eyes shut for a couple of seconds. There was a ripple over his body, and when he opened them again, his face was wet, and his eyes were Trowbridge blue.
We can't take another war. Forget the death toll. The fallout will be worse. It wouldn't be long before some yahoo with a cell phone saw something he shouldn't and posted his clip on the web. Enough of those videos stirring up fear, and it will be back to the Dark Ages. Except this time, the assholes will have guns. It wouldn't be the odd nut job either. It would be everyone. We'd be hunted again with everything from BB guns to AK-47s.
Ugh, I'd steal Lou back if I knew where she was. I thought all the Alpha wanted was the amulet.
Which is why you came looking for me. How'd you know I had one?
You had it around your neck when you came through the kitchen door. You were still wearing it when you walked into my Starbucks. Who was the geezer with you?
You were at Starbucks? All right, I'll take care of this. Give me the amulets.
No.
It wasn't a question, it was an order.
And what will you do with them?
Destroy them.
I don't think so. He'll thank me for saving his soul later. I let the gun hang from my fingers for a moment, acknowledging its weight. Blew some air up at a strand of hair tickling my cheek. Then I stepped back from the bar and pointed it at him. You can't have Mary, and you need to come with me.
Jesus, you can't bring a gun out in a...
Gun!
It's all right, it's all right. She's going to put it away and leave.
Make me. Which, as it happens, is the wrong thing to say in a strip bar. There had been an instant before flying fists turned into flying bullets when I had glanced up and saw him. Not as Robbie or the Ware, not even as Trowbridge, just a beautiful man in glorious prime who was weaving effortlessly around the bouncer and some other guy who had stepped up to get an ass-whipping.
Come on, you slow bastards!
Over the bouncer's shoulder, he grinned. The stupid man was happy until some movement over my shoulder caught his attention. His face changed from happy to furious, that fast. The stripper with the bar stool never got to use it on my spine. He was there, and then she was flying through the air. And then he glanced back at me with a look I knew very well. I was so surprised.
Oh!
I shot him,